Florida is home to 88 native species of reptiles, including two crocodilians, 25 turtles, 44 snakes, 16 lizards, and a single worm lizard, a secretive burrowing species related to the snakes and lizards. Among the reptiles of the world, venomous species are found only among the snakes and lizards. There are approximately 3,800 species of lizards worldwide, but only two are venomous. Both the beaded lizard and Gila monster, which are similar in appearance, occur in Mexico, and the Gila monster extends into the southwestern United States. No venomous lizards occur in Florida or elsewhere in the eastern United States. All of the lizards occurring in Florida are completely harmless. Several of our native lizards belong to a group known as skinks. The young of our three larger species of skinks are characterized by bright blue tails. Some people mistakenly believe that these lizards are venomous, but they are quite harmless. The adult male of the broad-headed skink is impressively large, and in some rural areas it is known as the scorpion. However, despite its reputation and threatening appearance, it too is harmless. If seized, it will attempt to bite in self-defense, but it is able to inflict nothing worse than a slight pinch. Of the 44 species of snakes native to Florida, only six are dangerously venomous. The cottonmouth or water moccasin, the copperhead, the pygmy rattlesnake, the eastern diamondback rattlesnake, the timber rattlesnake or canebrake rattlesnake, as southern populations are more often known, and the coral snake, which is our only representative of the cobra family. The coral snake is perhaps the most mythical and misunderstood of our poisonous snakes. Although coral snakes are not frequently seen, they occur in most terrestrial habitats throughout the state and are, in many areas, quite common. They are secretive and spend most of their time underground, where they feed almost exclusively on lizards and snakes. A surprising number of people erroneously believe that coral snakes do not exceed 18 inches in length. Adult coral snakes average about 2.5 feet in length, but the reported record for the species is almost 4 feet. The colorful bands of the coral snake are arranged such that the wide red bands are bordered by narrow yellow bands. The snout of the coral snake is black, and there is a wide yellow band across the back of the head. Two species of harmless snakes, the scarlet snake and the scarlet king snake, mimic the coral snake in appearance. In these species, though, the snout is red, and the red bands are separated from the yellow ones by bands of black. One variation of the popular verse goes, "Red on yellow, kill a fellow. Red on black, venom lack." An alternative way to remember the color pattern of the coral snake is to recall the red and yellow warning colors of a traffic light. If these warning colors occur together, the snake is a coral snake. Both the scarlet snake and scarlet king snake are typically smaller than the coral snake, averaging less than 1.5 feet in length. Compared to our other venomous snakes, coral snakes possess a relatively inefficient system for envenomation. The fangs are short and are permanently erect at the front of the mouth. Coral snakes are not aggressive and will normally attempt to bite only if picked up or stepped on. Because the fangs are short, ordinary tennis shoes provide ample protection. Coral snake venom is quite potent, but bites are rare and almost invariably result from careless handling. Coral snake venom acts primarily upon the nervous system. Without treatment, Death from serious coral snake poisoning will usually result within 24 hours, but an effective antivenin is readily available throughout Florida. All of our other venomous snakes belong to a group known as pit vipers because they all possess a pair of heat sensory pits on the face, below, and between the eye and nostril. These pits are directed forward and are lined with sensitive tissue capable of detecting very small differences in the temperature of objects the animal faces. The pits enable the snake to detect the movements of prey even in the dark. In addition to the pits, all pit vipers have eyes characterized by vertical cat-like pupils, as seen here in a cottonmouth moccasin. The tongue of all snakes is a harmless sensory organ. When the tongue is extended, it picks up scents from the air. When it is then withdrawn, these scents are transferred to a pair of Jacobson's organs in the roof of the mouth. The snake is, in a sense, tasting the air. Unlike the pit vipers, all of the harmless snakes native to Florida have eyes with round pupils, as seen here in a harmless rat snake. Coral snakes also have round pupils. Of the 44 species of snakes native to Florida, one half give live birth and one half lay eggs. Here we see a recently hatched indigo snake. Among our venomous snakes, only the coral snake lays eggs. Rattlesnakes, copperheads, and cottonmouths all give live birth, as do many harmless species. Venomous snakes are born fully equipped with fangs and venom. The pit vipers are characterized by a very efficient venom delivery system. A pair of long fangs lies at the front of the mouth. When not needed, the fangs fold back against the roof of the mouth so that the mouth can be closed. Although the primary role of the venom system is the acquisition of food, it also serves as a very effective defense against would-be attackers. In this cutaway view of a rattlesnake's head, you can see the layout of the venom delivery system. The fangs are hollow tubes which are connected to the venom glands, which are specialized salivary glands lying along the sides of the head. Each fang functions as a hypodermic needle to inject the venom deep into the snake's prey. Fangs are periodically shed and replaced throughout the life of the snake. Consequently, pulling out the snake's fangs will only temporarily disarm him, as replacement fangs will soon move into place. The cottonmouth, or water moccasin, occurs throughout Florida. The name cottonmouth derives from the snake's characteristic defensive posture, in which the mouth is held wide open, revealing the light interior. Cottonmouths may be encountered in most wetland habitats in Florida, but they are most prevalent in swamps and other forested wetlands. In Florida, cottonmouths are readily recognized by the striking facial pattern, which includes a bold mask through the eye. However, some populations outside of Florida do not have the characteristic mask seen in Florida specimens. Notice, too, that the top and sides of the front of the cottonmouth's head have a distinctive chiseled appearance. At birth, cottonmouths are brightly colored. The tip of the tail is sulfur yellow and is used as a lure to attract small prey, such as frogs and lizards. Pygmy rattlesnakes and young copperheads also have yellow-tipped tails, which they use to attract prey. Some populations of cottonmouths retain the juvenile pattern as adults, whereas others may turn completely black. But whether the snake becomes black or simply covered with mud, the distinctive facial pattern is almost always visible. Cottonmouths reach a maximum length of about 6 feet, but 2.5 to 3.5 feet is far more typical. Cottonmouths take a wide variety of vertebrate prey, including fish, frogs, snakes, birds, and rodents. You may have heard that snakes cannot bite underwater, but this is not correct. Many snakes catch their food in the water, and all of our venomous snakes are capable of biting underwater if necessary. Because of the young cottonmouth's brightly colored bands, many people mistake it for a copperhead. Although copperheads do occur in Florida, they have a very restricted distribution in the panhandle. Reports of copperheads outside of the panhandle almost invariably prove to be young cottonmouths. Most copperheads recorded from Florida have come from the floodplain and slopes of the Apalachicola River Valley, but they may also occur in scattered localities farther west along the Alabama line. Copperheads are attractively marked with dark hourglass bands on a pinkish-tan background. They are related to water moccasins, and in some areas, they are known as Highland moccasins. In Florida, though, the name Highland moccasin is misleading, since Florida copperheads are often associated with lowland habitats. Although they can reach a maximum length of a little more than 4 feet, most copperheads are only 2 to 2.5 feet in length. This species feeds primarily on mice, amphibians, and small birds. Although the bite of a copperhead is painful, it is not normally life-threatening. The rattlesnakes are a group of pit vipers further distinguished by the presence of a rattle on the end of the tail. The rattle is present in both males and females. The rattle is composed of a series of interlocking segments of dry, non-living horny material. When the snake vibrates its tail rapidly, the loosely attached segments strike against each other to produce the characteristic buzzing sound. Shortly after birth, the newborn rattlesnake sheds its skin for the first time, exposing the button, which is the initial segment of the rattle. Since there is only one rattle segment at this stage, the young snake is unable to produce the rattling sound. A new segment is added to the base of the rattle each time the snake sheds its skin, usually 2 to 4 times per year. The rattle tends to become worn with time, and the terminal segments break off as the snake grows older. The end of this rattle consists of the portion of the terminal segment which previously inserted into and interlocked with the next adjacent segment. This is not a button. The button is the rounded first segment of the young rattle. Once the rattle has been broken, it no longer has a button. Since the snake will add several segments to the rattle each year, it is not possible to tell its age by simply counting the segments. If the button is still present, as we see in the 4 rattles to the left, it is possible to estimate the age of the snake by counting the segments and dividing by 3. Once the rattle has become broken with age, it is no longer possible to estimate the age of the snake. Incidentally, when measuring the length of a rattlesnake, the rattle should not be included, since it does not consist of living tissue and is subject to breakage. The rattlesnakes include a total of 31 species ranging from southern Canada to northern Argentina. The majority of the species of rattlesnake occur in Mexico and the southwestern United States. Only 3 species are found in Florida. The largest and most widespread of our 3 rattlesnakes is the eastern diamondback. It is found statewide, including the Florida Keys. Average adult size is 4 to 5 feet. Although this species is reported to reach a maximum size of about 8 feet, specimens more than 6 feet in length are extremely rare. Despite its size, this species can be surprisingly well hidden when resting in broken shade. Although individual temperaments vary, the diamondback will usually remain quietly concealed unless molested. The diamondback is an ambush predator, typically waiting along rodent trails for passing prey. Small diamondbacks feed on mice and young rats, but adults feed primarily on rats, squirrels, and rabbits. The diamondback may be found in almost any habitat. The canebrake rattlesnake is marked with dark chevron bands on a light, sometimes pinkish, background. The rusty stripe down the center of the back is distinctive. Although this species may reach a maximum size in excess of 6 feet, most specimens are only 3 to 4 feet in length. Rodents and small birds make up the diet. The canebrake is characteristically found in wetter habitats than the diamondback. It is most common in the swampy flatwoods which lie south of the Okefenokee Swamp. The canebrake has a somewhat limited distribution in Florida. Although there are a few reports for the Apalachicola Forest in the Panhandle, most specimens have been found in the northern portion of the peninsula, south to the vicinity of Gainesville. The pygmy rattlesnake is the smallest of our venomous snakes. It has a recorded maximum size of about 2.5 feet, but 15 to 18 inches is more typical. This species occurs throughout peninsular Florida, but appears to be absent from the Florida Keys. It is very common in some areas, especially near water. Pygmies are quite ill-tempered and are seemingly always alert to defend themselves against any perceived threat. As noted earlier for juvenile cottonmouths and copperheads, the tip of a pygmy rattlesnake's tail is yellow, and it too is likely used as a lure to attract prey. Pygmy rattlesnakes feed on lizards, frogs, and small mice. The rattle of the pygmy rattlesnake is relatively small, and the sound which it produces is barely audible. Although the bite of a pygmy rattlesnake is painful, serious complications are rare. Our discussion would hardly be complete without consideration of some of our more misunderstood harmless snakes. The hog-nosed snake has an elaborate act by which it seeks to drive away would-be attackers. It first hisses loudly and flattens its neck, somewhat after the fashion of a cobra. It is this behavior which has given the hog-nosed snake the popular name of spreading adder. The hog-nosed snake is completely inoffensive, though, and it almost never bites, even in defense. Even if it strikes, it does so with the mouth closed. If the mock threat does not work, the hog-nosed snake will go through a most convincing death ritual, finally lying limp on its back. If turned right side up, though, the hog-nosed snake reveals its good health by promptly rolling back onto its back. Hog-nosed snakes feed almost exclusively on frogs and toads. The upturned snout, from which the hog-nosed snake gets its name, is used to root out toads which have burrowed into the ground. Several species of harmless water snakes occur in Florida. Untold numbers are slaughtered each year by persons who mistakenly believe that they are venomous. The brown water snake is often very common along rivers and around cypress-bordered lakes. They are good climbers and are often seen basking in the lower branches of trees. Cottonmouths are far less accomplished climbers and only rarely climb more than a couple of feet above the ground or water. Brown water snakes are heavy-bodied and may reach lengths in excess of 5 feet. Many people think that a snake with a triangular head must be poisonous, but this is not necessarily the case. The head of this brown water snake is distinctly triangular in outline, but the species is totally harmless. All of the water snakes will bite if molested, but they are not venomous. The green water snake, another impressively ominous-looking snake, reaches a maximum length of about 6 feet. It is often abundant in marshy habitats or along the grassy borders of lakes. It lacks the facial pattern of the cottonmouth. Also, Contrast its rounded features with the chiseled head of the cottonmouth. Like most water snakes, this species feeds on fish and frogs. The plain belly water snake is found in Florida from the Suwannee River west. It is seen commonly along the larger streams of West Florida. It is easily recognized by its orange to yellow belly. Death from snake bite is actually quite rare, occurring only about once in 500 bites. But the consequences of a bite may include considerable pain, costly hospitalization, partial loss of use of the bitten extremity, or even, in extreme cases, amputation. By far, the best treatment for snake bite is prevention. Following certain simple rules can reduce your risk of ever being bitten. Never pick up a poisonous snake, even if you think that it is dead. Many bites result from the careless handling of venomous snakes. Avoid walking through areas of thick vegetation. If you must work in or travel through thick cover, wear boots or protective leggings. When outdoors, watch where you reach and where you step. While our poisonous snakes are not by nature aggressive, they will respond to an apparent threat in the only manner they know. They will bite. Never step over a log or other obstruction. There may be a snake resting on the other side. Instead, step onto the obstacle before stepping over so that you can see what lies on the other side. If you find a venomous snake in a remote area, do not attempt to kill it or otherwise molest it. Remember that when you attempt to kill a snake, you are the aggressor, and the snake will surely try to defend itself. People have been seriously injured when they stopped in the woods to kill a snake that wanted nothing more than to be left alone. If you are unfortunate enough to be bitten, it is imperative that you seek competent medical help without delay. The safest and best first aid is prompt transportation to the nearest medical facility. Improper first aid may potentially cause greater harm than the snake bite itself. The two mainstays of traditional first aid for snake bite, incision and tourniquet, are especially dangerous when utilized by persons lacking medical training. From 1/4 to 1/2 of all bites by venomous snakes are so-called dry bites, in which no poison is delivered. A few simple rules should be followed if you are bitten by a venomous snake. Do not panic. Do not make any incisions. Do not apply a tourniquet. Do not put ice on the bite. Do not take alcohol or other drugs. Do remain calm. Hold the bitten extremity below the level of the body. Move the bitten extremity as little as possible. Proceed calmly but promptly to the nearest medical facility. Victims of snake bite often report becoming dizzy or faint within a few minutes following a bite. Consequently, it is best to avoid driving if at all possible. Either call for help or let someone else drive. When snake bite occurs, it constitutes a legitimate medical emergency, but the risks of snake bite should be kept in proper perspective. Far more Floridians die each year from bee stings, lightning, or drowning than from snake bite. Remember, snakes normally bite only in self-defense. If you exercise common sense outdoors, your chances of being bitten are very low. Also, with proper medical care, most snake bite victims can anticipate a full recovery. Our venomous snakes are among the most fascinating of nature's creatures, but they do demand respect.